It's on Second Thought. I'm Tony Harrison for Celeste Headlee. Dikembe Mutombo is one of the most recognizable players for the Atlanta Hawks, now retired. Yeah, from playing, but not retired as a person, that's for sure. The 7'2" center spent 5 years in Atlanta and was a defensive powerhouse in the NBA for 13 more seasons. He was famous for his signature "not in my house" move. Right as he blocked shots, and then he wagged that finger. These days, Dikembe has his sights set on owning a team. This month, he revealed he's looking for partners to buy the Houston. Oh yeah, we're gonna cover it all. Dikembe, welcome. Why are you laughing?
No, we're here to talk about something else.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that, and that something else is very important. Doggone it, because I made a couple of calls last night just to be reminded of how much it cost over the years to put my daughter through youth sports, and I nearly fell out of my chair. But, Dikembe, what are you thinking here? 5 years with the Hawks,
yes.
Final 5 years of your 18-year career with the Rockets. You still have a home there, right? In Houston? You retired in Hall of Famer. Come on, Hall of Famer. And now you want to be an NBA owner? Why on earth? Have you watched this offseason, the madness of this offseason? Why on earth would you want to put yourself through that mind melt?
You know what? First, I want to say thank you for having me
on
your show.
Course.
It's a great pleasure to see you again, my
brother.
Yeah,
man.
Everyone have a dream. Everyone have his own bucket list. I've accomplished a lot in my life. I still trying to pursue so many dreams, from a philanthropic work to businesses. I'm investing in a lot of businesses, and working for the NBA for the last 8 years.
As an ambassador.
Yeah, as a global ambassador, have taught me a lot. And it's been a few times in the last 4.5 years, I did have an interest in being part of something, you know, we did have a group to pursue the Atlanta Hawks.
You wanted to buy the Hawks.
Yes, we did have a group. It was very successful, but we didn't get far.
Right.
And we begged for the Hawks twice. Before the last guy got in and before the new group came in.
Yes.
So I learned the mechanism of what it takes to go for. So now what I'm doing, through my world, I've met so many wonderful people in my life, and I want to encourage them and bring them together on the table so if they can be interested about eating this piece of cake, you know. It's not like Dikembe Mutombo putting $1 billion there. I don't have it.
Dikembe, you just said it. You're going to need somewhere just south of $2 billion in order to make this dream a reality.
I know a lot of people who have more than that.
Yes, you do. But we've had this conversation. It is not easy to convince people to part with their cash. How are you going to be able to put this together? You certainly know how difficult a task it's going to be.
I'm working. You're not going to believe how many phone calls I'm getting every day.
Really?
Yeah, last night I was up until 1 o'clock in the morning talking to folks calling me. It's not like me calling. Since this thing went to the news, I don't know how people got access to my cell phone, but people are calling me, people I've met before in my life. We never know. It's good to have dream.
Yeah.
It is good to dream. You know, they said that your worth is about your network. Mm-hmm. It's about how many people do you know in your life, how successful can you be.
Right.
In any venture, you're never going to be successful unless you know people that you can bring together to succeed.
So we played a clip at the top of the show that has me reflecting on, you know, another part of a conversation we had recently about giving back and
yes.
your humanitarian work. And I just love hearing you talk about why you give back and why you think more athletes should.
I think it's a moral duty in a society that when you succeed, you have to make sure that those who are left behind you are succeed as well. Because you don't want to live in a community that is falling apart and you be the only one who's successful. And you have to try to see if there's all the problem that facing the community that you can tackle. And that's the reason why I want to give back. And I feel that God bless us in a different way and give us an opportunity to bless all the people. And I have demonstrated that by building a $30 million hospital with my wife. And I want to do more for the youth, especially in the city of Atlanta.
Can we talk about that? Can we talk about, and can we bring someone else into the conversation here? Look, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Atlanta Hawks player Dikembe Mutombo. We also want to bring in Haley Hill. She is the branch director for the Tybee Island YMCA, which is a branch of the YMCA of Coastal Georgia.
Yes.
Haley, good to have you on the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, look, Dikembe mentioned it just a moment ago. He wants to give back. He wants to encourage young people, and he wants to tackle problems. Look, there is a problem with the cost of youth sports in this country. Haley, to what extent is it on your radar?
Well, first, I'd like to thank everyone for having me here. And Dikembe, I'd like to thank you for taking the opportunity to give back to the community. You said it really well
thank
with
you.
Everybody coming together to strengthen the community and be a part of something greater, which is youth sports and the conversation that we're having. From our perspective where we are in Savannah, poverty is so rampant that, like you said earlier, that it's not easy to get people to part with their cash, especially now with there not being a lot of cash to depart with. Mm. So the cost of a $1,200 a year sports team when everything else is in priority, the difference really comes down, you know, there's so many disparities that here's another one that we're seeing show up in sports participation and the access to high quality sports leagues.
So Haley, can I stop you for a second there? You just made
sure.
me think of this. I mean, we're talking about Dikembe putting together a group. Thank goodness he gives back to the community the way he does. But we're talking about him putting together a group to buy a NBA team at a price tag of somewhere around close to $2 billion. What would it take? Clearly a fraction of that. Talk about priorities. To better fund youth sports across the country. Do you think about that when you hear a number like that to buy an NBA franchise?
Completely, especially in the nonprofit world where we are working to solve so many different social problems. The financial assistance that we set up just to have people come into a rec league, and then to hear a $2 billion price tag on something where there's so many youth that have aspirations of going into professional sports, and then the team costs $2 billion. How do you even grasp that in reality of paying for college, much less, wow, that's an expensive team.
Okay, so I want to play some clips. I want people who listen to this program to weigh in. Yesterday we asked folks, have you ever had to tell your child that they can't play a sport because it just costs too much doggone money? Here's one response.
Tavari Brown, and I'm calling from Atlanta. As a child, I often say that I was snubbed out by poverty. I wasn't able to do a lot of things because my mother couldn't afford to enroll me in activities or pay for uniforms or support me in extracurricular activities. And I'm just trying to make sure that I make it a priority to add extracurricular activities to my daughter's life without overcompensating, overspending, breaking the bank, or pushing her too far.
So, Dikembe, I know you used to coach an AAU team.
I'm still coaching.
You're still coaching?
Yes.
So now you deal with parents. You're on the front lines of this.
Yes.
You know what the costs are here, and you know
Definitely.
What the costs are for these parents. I mean, what do you say? How do you manage this? And you want kids to play because you know what it gives them. But what's to be done about the cost of this?
I think a lot got to do with putting the team together, traveling.
My goodness, we're not even talking about traveling yet. I mean, come on.
The food during the game, because especially on the weekend when you have three games a week, on Saturday and your first game is at 8 o'clock, your child got to eat breakfast, you got to eat lunch before the second game, and got to eat dinner before the late game.
Yes.
We're talking about maybe spending another $200 every day.
Right, right.
I think we are trying to come up with a solution that will flip gear the company that I believe in, the company that I invest in, the company that I'm becoming part of as an ambassador. We want to do for so many parents and so many kids who are struggling over there to raise money.
So, Haley, I literally had a conversation with my lovely ex-wife, the mother of my kids, last night about the cost, because I needed to be reminded for this segment of the cost of having our daughter play AAU basketball over the years. And Haley, I nearly fell out of my chair.
Absolutely. I mean, it is pretty expensive. And now the leagues are starting where they're starting in elementary school on the competitive travel leagues.
Yes.
You're starting those costs in the second and third grade just so that your child remains competitive moving into high school and then beyond if that's the option. But imagine a $1,200 to $1,700 a year starting in the second grade just to play baseball or soccer. I mean, it adds up very quickly, and this is just in the, you know, the elementary, middle school age groups.
Okay, so we asked more folks to talk to us about these costs, and here's another response.
This is James Pitts, like in Pittsburgh. I'm calling from Marietta, Georgia, and I am a volunteer soccer coach with a select team of U17 boys, and we struggle every year with the high cost of soccer, which is like $2,000 per year to play.
I know I'm going to sound like I'm whining this whole segment, and I apologize for that.
No,
I apologize.
You're telling the truth.
It's real.
You know, the thing is, we want to give our parents and coaches a great access to raise money faster. So FlipGive is allowing the parents and the coaches to create their own team by going to the flipgive.com where they can shop online instead of going to the store.
So what is this, the flip? What are you saying here?
FlipGive.
Okay.
So you go to the flipgive.com and you create your own team.
Yeah.
And you shop online. So you can shop in any from Amazon all the way down. And then FlipGive will give you almost all of that. By you shopping, you will get close to.
Is there a business for refurbishing equipment, right? For taking used or lightly used equipment and refurbishing it and putting that, making that available to parents so they don't have to pay $300 for a composite baseball bat, softball bat.
You cannot refurbish tennis shoes for a basketball. You cannot refurbish a ball. Mm-hmm. Because when you finish playing with the basketball, that ball is dead. You have to throw them away. So you just need a new stuff.
I'm trying to figure it out, man. Just to help me here, because this is crazy. So, all right, here's the other thing. The cost on this is so high. Is there any, Dikembe, I'm coming to you on this.
Yes.
Is there profiteering going on here? I'm just trying to figure it out. So many parents see youth sports as this golden scholarship ticket for their child, right?
I don't know.
Is there profiteering going on here? Is it just?
I think we are trying to keep our kids busy. You know, you look at the increasing of the kids using drugs today in our community, by getting our kids engaged in the sport, allowing us to feel peace of mind with our children. That's very important. I think that we don't want our kids to join the gang, to
right.
be in trouble, to be in the mall all day. And by putting them in some sport activities, making our kids to be free, to participate, to learn about some leadership skill, and learn about respect and teamwork. And I think that's very important for us, to have our kids doing something.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
the problem still, the cost.
Yes.
The cost that what is killing so many parents who don't have that mean.
Can we talk about cost a little bit more? I know I'm whipping this thing. This is Lanice White. She's a single mother. She's working full time. She lives in Baltimore. She makes about $30,000 a year. And she told NPR that to pay for her son to play football, she's had to make some tough choices.
If you have to buy pads or pants, or if you have to buy shoulder pads, that might be another $100 to $150. I have not bought things for myself for lunch before to make sure that my son could have the things that he needed that I knew would make him happy and would give him another perspective and view on the world around him. And one of those vehicles was football.
So, Haley, as we wrap things up here, I mean, what's the answer here? You've been working on this. How do we make youth sports more affordable?
Well, I think that, like Dikembe said, we have to bring more of the community into the conversation, raise the awareness that it is expensive. It's excluding a group of people that should have the opportunity to have just as high quality and has as much fun in youth sports as someone who can pay the $250 for a pair of baseball, you know, football pad. So I think that community conversation, those tough conversations that this is expensive, it's too expensive, how do we keep kids so that they can ultimately have fun? Because that at the end of the day, they don't care about how much it costs, they want to have fun, right, and they want to make friends, and we need to give them that opportunity.
Dikembe, very quickly, last word to you. How do we make youth sports more affordable?
I want to say to Haley that we have come up with a great solution. We create this company. It's called FlipGive. You go to FlipGive.com. You create your team. You shop online for any retail store that you want to, and you get close to 25% back, and you can use that 25% back with the $500 cash that we're giving back today. And you can go and support your team.
And what's the website one last time?
FlipGive.com.
Dikembe, great to see you.
Great
Always
to see
good to talk to you. Haley, thanks for your time.
I'm glad
Thank
to
you
be in your
me.
Studio. We are not on a plane today.
Exactly.